prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 October 2021, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. One of our favorite guests, everybody loves this lady, she's on the air. We're going to bring up Deborah Tavares in just a couple minutes here. She always, always has tons of information to share that's sometimes just almost unbelievable, but it's all true. So don't y'all go away. Before I bring up Deborah, though, we are going to try to have Bible study this weekend, as we always do, usually on first and third Saturdays, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be going on the air. Like for you to join us, if you would. The first hour is always prayer requests and praise reports. The second hour, at 11:30, is current events, and at 1 o'clock we do some Bible studies and Bible discussions. And you're welcome to join us, folks. You can join us if you want to live just by going to livestream.com, livestream.com on pastorbutch.com. Go to our website, pastorbutch.com, click on livestream, and there will be, you'll see a number on the wall behind me and call, make comments, ask questions, whatever you want to do, folks. We want you to join us if you can. If you don't have internet, if you have a telephone service, you can listen on the phone. Just by dialing a number, 339-209-5013, which is hooked right up to the Bible study also. Please try to join us, folks. We really, really like it when you do. When you call and say hi to us, we really enjoy that also. We truly do. And again, go through the commercial very quickly. The two-for-one special still on REM Sleep and Tranquil. Folks, if you haven't tried the products, especially REM Sleep, if you don't sleep well at night, REM Sleep will help you sleep. It don't make you sleep. It helps you rest. You get sounder sleep. You may not sleep a whole lot longer as far as hours go, but you get a lot more quality sleep. That's why they call it REM Sleep. Two for one sale still going on right now, if you call. And we are still offering a teaching, a time of war. My friends, I'm telling you, that time of war teaching is really very relevant today. A time of war is biblical, and it's coming. I promise it is. And also, to know who you are, what your duties are to Christ and your duties to His kingdom, a stolen and forgotten birthright, folks, is available also. Both those are an hour long on DVD. If you don't know what your duties are and your rights are as a believer, and you don't understand what qualifies a believer to have to take a stand, these two teachings are vitally important. Be 10:50 each. An hour-long DVD, we'll send it right to you. Just call and ask for it. And while you're at it, call and ask for your calendar. We're getting low, and folks are over halfway going already. So whoever gets the first dibs and calls in will get the calendar. It's not a fancy thing, just a beautiful picture on a little wall calendar. Just saying thank you for your blessings for this ministry. But you call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. As I said last night, Volume 3 of Words and Wisdom's Instruction from God's Word will be available probably within 2 to 3 weeks. If you want a copy, if you want to pre-order a copy of our third volume of the series we've been writing on the last couple of years, let us know. $12.95, I'm guessing, folks, that'll be right close to the price. And I won't know to get a, of course, get a print exactly, but I know it won't be much more than that, if anything at all. And if you order it, you pre-order it, it's yours. If it's a little more than that, that's okay. But some of y'all want to know what's coming out, so within about 3 weeks or so, I'd say, Volume 3 of Words and Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word will be available. Just have to call and ask for it, all right? It'll be in about 3 weeks. Now, said that my guest tonight is Deborah Tavares. I don't think I need to do a big intro with her. If you listen to this program for any time more than a month, you know who she is. You know what she does. And I don't know how this young lady retains all this in her head and gets it out to people like she does. I don't know how she does it. But I'm proud to know this lady. And I'm glad to have her on the broadcast tonight. Deborah Tavares, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, again, thank you so much. For everyone that's listening, again, this is Tuesday, October the 12th of 2021. I run two websites. I run primarywater.org. We're not running out of water. Water is a renewable. Teach that as far and wide as you can to your children and to your neighbors and to your ranchers and to your farmers, because we're going to have lands stolen with the illusion that we're running out of water, and we're not. So I'll talk about water as a renewable a bit during this show this evening, but I have specific videos up on our other channel that we run called StopTheCrime.net. Think of crime in a net, StopTheCrime.net, on our Odyssey video channel. Now, I'm going to name a few videos that I'm going to recommend that all of you watch on StopTheCrime.net on the Odyssey channel. I'm going to give you some names right now, and I'm going to encourage all of you to watch one of our most recent videos called Global Cyber Attack, and I will go over that with you in a moment. Now, as you hear me talk this evening, rather than to be frightened or put into any despair, it would be better that you listen to what the plans are and think about the kinds of workarounds that you might be able to accomplish to not be as a victim. We have been told about these things for many years, and it's coming to pass rapidly now. And there are things that each and every single one of you can do to be better prepared yesterday. We need to all be prepared yesterday. But do what you can now as you hear me discuss some of the situations that we're facing right now. I want to point out a couple of things, though, right off the shoot. Pastor Butch, I've been watching the worldwide news, and I've been observing that Lebanon, that has always had a very shaky electric grid infrastructure, and power is on and off frequently, sometimes only able to deliver power a few hours a day to many of the Lebanese businesses. But there was a massive countrywide power outage, and this was just in the past few days. And it has led to unprecedented hunger in Lebanon, also as the fuel crisis hikes all the food costs. And Lebanon's fuel crisis could spark civil war. And what we see happening in Lebanon is coming here. Don't think it's just over there. Start watching some of these other countries and observing what is happening. Because Lebanon had over a 24-hour countrywide blackout. There was increased food poisoning, and businesses had to close because they were not able to get enough auxiliary fuel to power up their generators. Now, that will happen here, because we're being told through the United Nations policies, sustainable development policies, and all the policies that have been adopted in all of your cities, that renewable energy, a.k.a. Fossil fuels, which is not a fossil, it's a renewable energy, petroleum is a renewable, we're running out, just like we're being told we're running out of water. So we're being transitioned onto renewables only, solar, wind, and geothermal in areas where there is geothermal. And none of that is reliable because the weather is controlled. Now, all of you, I hope, understand that. So we're in a massive, massive forced transition. And many are going to fall between the cracks as this transition is thrust upon each and every single one of us. And what we're going to find, those properties that we live on, if we're not able to support our home with electricity or water, if we are out of water and we don't have electricity, the health department, through executive orders and FEMA, will order you off your property for your safety. So it's most important that you understand what you can do and what you might consider doing before you are thrown into camps, and that is a reality that we're facing very quickly now. I also want to add, several months back, probably 4 to 5 months back now, I have an interview that I did on StopTheCrime.net on the Odyssey video channel about resin. Resin in this country has been eliminated. It's been redirected to South America intentionally. The United States is being scuttled with a variety of crises, with inability to get materials, and they're calling it shortages. Yes, it is a shortage, but it's all intentionally planned. I'm looking right now at some construction news current where steel and roofing materials are becoming so difficult to get that it is stalling construction. And not only are shortages and other key materials like PVC pipes stalling industry and construction and pushing up prices, but it's delaying home rebuilding for people that have lost homes in the various types of weaponized weather attacks. We're seeing it here. But the price hikes are also including all adhesives and drywall, electrical equipment, steel, as I said, PVC pipe, fixtures. All of this has increased. In fact, we know of people that have rebuilt after the 2017 fire here in Northern California, and they finally recently moved in their home, and their furniture has been on back order for a year. They have not even been able to get all their plumbing fixtures in because they're all on back order. Now, when they say back order, this is because likely those orders are not going to be filled. So I would recommend that if any of you need anything at all, that you go around, you find it where it's actually in the store or in the yard and get it. Go get it. We knew people about 8 months or so ago that even drove out of state to go get the poly water tanks that were not available here in Sonoma County and other areas here in Northern California. But now we are seeing poly water tanks coming in. What we're seeing is the using of the supplies that the country has built up at the various storage areas that they store supplies. Once that is all used up, America will not get these items anymore. You won't get paint. In fact, I know people that were planning to paint some buildings because they need to provide increased covering over lots of material, and they need to caulk some of the wood to the building, the windows, around the windows, etc., because of the promise that while many areas are in an absolute drought without one drop of rain, that we will likely have some kind of an atmospheric river rain dump on us at some point during this upcoming winter that we're also promised is going to be very dry. So for those of you that need to preserve the integrity of the exterior of your buildings, it's highly recommended that you go get your paint now. And I know people, and painters in particular, painters are unaware that they're going to soon be out of business. They don't understand that it is a planned resin shortage. And I went over that in that other video, and it's because of a word that not many people are familiar with, and that's called force majeure. And that means that contractual agreements, and I've even seen this in bank statements and things where you might be depositing your money. What force majeure means, and what it meant in the resin industry, is that contractual agreements between large industry and countries, or between you as a bank depositor and your bank, your understanding of their requirements to fulfill their obligation can easily be broken under force majeure, which allows the cancellation of all agreements if there is a storm, severe weather, fires, severe flooding, if there is local unrest, if there's a pandemic. It lists all of the types of attacks that are now part of the attack system that we're experiencing on a daily basis. Now, I say that because right now, as I speak here in Northern California, we're under a fire watch, which will not end until midnight tonight, where we have high winds in the upper elevations, and we're extremely dry, and it is windy. And we have not had any rain, none. And so I can say to you, we're all in harm's way with the types of technologies that we're going to be hit with, and the inability to rebuild when we're hit with technologies that are going to further cause chaos and death. And some of the other videos that I would highly recommend that you watch on my website is The Fix is In. It's called The Fix is In Ida to Moe, Louisiana. I would watch this because it is an excellent description of the hurricane that was headed towards Louisiana and how hurricanes and various storms are now being bet on. They make place bets on the amount of damage that will occur. It's a money-making event. It's called disaster capitalism. So I thought that was so well explained that I posted that so that you'd have an opportunity to hear that for yourself. Then again, the video is called The Fix is In to Moe, Louisiana. I also would highly, highly recommend you watch the video that my husband and I did when we toured a wastewater treatment plant. You need to understand where we're going with water, the illusion that we're running out. There have been executive orders, not only in the United States, but the intention worldwide to reuse all of our human waste as drinking water. This is the plan. In fact, many countries are already drinking their human waste. I was stunned when we went to Cuba because I found that not only was their wastewater treatment system degraded and falling apart, but that people in towns were only getting enough water from their wastewater treatment plant to turn on water to fill their cisterns that were roof-mounted a couple of hours. Now, larger cities would get a couple of hours of water per day. Smaller cities in Cuba might only get an hour or two a month. And that's how they bathe themselves in their homes. We were told not to eat one thing on that island, not one thing. Anything that was grown was very toxic, even the ice cubes, of course. So why I'm saying this is America now. We're heading into this now. And while it may seem impossible, many of you still believe that we can vote our way out of this. I've said before, and I will say it again, if you are of that mindset, you are under mind control. And it's been a successful mechanism used on many people, including patriots, to have people believe that we are in a democracy, freedom for all. That is not the case. And I'll go over that in a moment or two. Some other videos posted on my website would be recommended. Forever Chemical detects in water systems of nearly over 5,000 cities in the United States. So what was happening was when they were using fire retardant to fight fires throughout this country, and the fire retardant was getting all over the runways from the planes that were taking off and dumping this, they didn't realize at the time, at least to the people that were washing all of the residue off, didn't realize that it was going to poison the groundwater supply. There are many, many cities throughout this country that are cancer sites. They are Superfund sites because of the level of toxicity and the amounts of illness that has been created because of fire retardant. And it's interesting when I noted that they weren't going to be using fire retardant in our area here. In fact, they said the large plane that they had was going to be grounded, and no one really understood why. Well, it's because now we all know that fire retardant is deadly. In fact, when it was sprayed here during one of the fires, it killed some people we know on a mountaintop. It killed their chickens. So I'm going to just say that everything is poisoned. Our water is poisoned. All the groundwater is highly toxic. Anything coming directly from rain and snow melt is poisonous, and you must consider at all cost to get to primary water. So you need two things. If you're on country property and you have a well, or you know somebody, a family member that's on country property and has a well, you might want to certainly create their understanding that water's a renewable, but you've got to get to it. You've got to get to it. You need two people, two tradesmen to help you get to primary water. You need what is called a dowser or a water locator, and then you need your well drilling rig and your operator. You need those two people to get to primary water. You don't have a lot of time, however, to get to water, because they're now putting water meters on wells. It's part of the permitting process, and that will restrict your use of your water from your well on your property. Many people are up in arms about that because, of course, it's very expensive equipment. The drilling alone can be expensive, dependent on how deep you have to go. But I can tell you now, if you do have a well and if you are pumping a good amount of gallons per minute, very important to get more well equipment. Get some of the equipment, because you're not going to be able to. If you lose your pump or your controller, you likely will not be able to replace it down the road. Therefore, you won't have water. You won't be able to pump out of your well. You'll need a hand pump if your well is not too deep. I also would recommend that you watch the video I've posted called Water is Renewable, Obey, or go into a CDC FEMA green zone. And that goes back to what I was saying. If you don't have water or electricity on your property, you will be relocated. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It will be considered unsafe and unhealthy. And this is the intention. This is why water's being cut off. And it's also increasing, as all of us know, the food supply. And it's reducing the oxygen, which is another method of destroying the systems on Earth. It's destroying the oxygen. It's reducing the oxygen in the water supply. The oceans are becoming acidified. I can tell you right now, if any of you have had the notion that we should be doing desalinization of seawater for additional water, I can tell you this. It's very toxic as far as the sludge, and very expensive to do it, very expensive, and the ocean is very toxic. It has radiation in it. It has low oxygen in it. There are dead zones in the ocean. And I think next time I'm on the show with you, Pastor Butch, we're going to go over in depth the level of toxins in the world's water supply on every level.
Okay.
I don't have time to do that right now, but I have a full document, only one of its kind, through the World Bank, where they said this constitutes the global assessment of the state of the toxicity levels in the world's surface water. And it is unbelievable. And that's why I'm suggesting, if you can get to primary water right now, you need to. We're being destroyed. We're being literally murdered by the levels of increased poisons in the water supply. Also, I would highly recommend that you watch a video on my site, stopthecrime.net, on the Odyssey video channel. It's called Deborah Tavares, Local War Maps Disguised as City Evacuation Zones After Weather Attacks. Now, I will repeat that name. It's most important that you get to this video I did, because there are visuals to the show discussion to the audio. Again, it's called Deborah Tavares, Local War Maps Disguised as City Evacuation Zones After Weather Attacks. Briefly, what I learned by going to a meeting, one of the first I attended after the lockdowns when I could physically go to a meeting, and I found a zone map of Sonoma County in the area where my city is. And it was a huge map, and while it was big, I couldn't read what zone I was in. I was interested in finding the zone, because we were told you need to know your zone, because you will be told to evacuate pursuant to your zone number. Now, I know many people that will not be evacuating, but nonetheless, it's good to know if your zone is being evacuated, because then you can anticipate the likelihood that looters will be sent in and those areas will be looted. We had that occur during the fires. In fact, the Sheriff's Department was really at their wits' end during 2017 when van loads of looters were coming up from the South Bay to Sonoma County during the fires and looting homes. So this is very important, because this is a military operation. You'll find that you likely have zone maps no matter where you are in the country. In fact, I haven't investigated that they're worldwide, but I would imagine that they are, because we are being absolutely destroyed by military operations and the way things have been and are being set up. And I discovered that the military set these zone maps up, and they're using long-range acoustic weapons. This could be somewhat associated with the Havana syndrome. In other words, people are hit with distant weapons, and literally they have brain degradation, brain damage. Many people that have been hit with the quote-unquote Havana syndrome weapons have not recovered. Now, for targeted individuals, they're not at embassies being hit with weapons. They're normal people here, some of them living next door to you, that are being hit with a weapons systems that is destroying them. I will tell you, I will be uploading an interview I did back in 2014 in the next few days with a gentleman by the name of Jeff Murray. He was murdered about 2 months ago. He was a high-valued target, and he was absolutely brutalized. When I did the interview with him, I was stunned at the level of kidnapping and the level of torture and trauma that he endured, let alone other people that I know have endured. This is all real. This is why you're not safe the way you think. And when you've got over 600,000 people missing per year, missing, where are they going? What's happening? What is happening? So we have to think about staying together. Don't allow these times to have you consider scattering, leaving your family, moving somewhere where you believe is safe, unless you are really planning to stay in close proximity to your family, because our communication systems will be going down. I am having many people telling me here in Northern California that cell phones are far less reliable. There's many dropped calls. This has increased over the last several months. During the fires, when they intentionally burned down cell towers, and during evacuations, there's no way that anybody is hearing anything on what direction they should go in, or where they should even evacuate to when their cell phones are dead. And we're going to face that. I'm going to go over that in a moment, because I just did a video about the planned cyber attack. And again, that's a new video posted up on stopthecrime.net. We face many, many things. And we can face these things being fearful and being so polarized that we are unable to respond. I would not suggest that you put yourself in that arena if you can help it. I understand that it is an emotional stress by any words that I could possibly think of using, but I can say to you, do something about it so that you have some hope. Buy extra food. All of you know that. Get extra water. If you're able to get to primary water, if you've got somebody nearby on country property, help them get to water so they can be your water source. But keep in mind, you don't want to be further than about a 20-mile radius from people that you can have a network and a life support system with to survive. We're talking food, water, and so forth. And I hear a break coming.
Yeah, hang on through the break, folks.
And when we come back, I will tell you more.
A lot more at the break. Don't go away.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store of food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, let's jump back in here. And by the way, the commercial you just heard played for Discount Gold and Silver is from the lady that pays for our shortwave time Monday through Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So if you appreciate it, let her know that. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. Now, I want to interrupt Deborah here for one very, very, very important prayer request. So you prayer warriors, please listen up, okay? Listen up. Most of y'all probably know who Russ Dizdar is. Russ Dizdar has taken head-on the kingdom of darkness for many, many years. He's exposed what the Amish do to the children. Now, folks, he's been on the front lines, fearlessly been on the front lines, literally on the front lines in the battle for the souls of people and to help crush the dark kingdom. Well, Russ, I texted Russ day before yesterday, asked him to contact me. He sent me back a text. I'm going to read it to you. Now, you prayer warriors, keep Russ in your prayers. I have no doubt that this may be a part of a demonic attack on him. You prayer warriors, intercede for him, please. Here's what he said. Very sorry for the delay. I've been sick, very sick, the last 6 days. I might have to go to the hospital. I've not been on the radio or on anything. Keep me in your prayers. Folks, that's a sincere prayer request from a man of God. You prayer warriors, keep Russ Dizdar and his wife and family in your prayers, please. Russ is a man that's been on the front lines and interceding for a lot of people. We can't afford to lose him. So please pray that Russ Dizdar will have a speedy and quick recovery, because we know who he'll give the praise to. We know that. So Russ Dizdar is asking for prayer requests. Please don't forget that. All right, please. All right, back to your guest, Deborah Tavares. I'm going to turn her loose again, folks, because she has a lot more to share. And about 25 minutes to do it in. So go ahead, Deborah.
Well, I'll pack it in as best I can. I have been reactivating the information about how the country is run, because there's still far too many people that believe voting is the answer, or the idea of patriotism affords us the sovereign, secure country to live in, when that is absolutely not true at all. I would start out by recommending, if you have not yet read, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's about a 45-page document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's a fast read, but it will certainly underscore what we face, and we do face now everything that is being said in that document that was released many, many years ago. So to bring you up to speed faster, that would be a good document to do that. And I want to talk about how this country's run, because it's run through the executive branch. We're a corporation. The United States is traded on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on Dun & Bradstreet. We are a business. We're not the country that we've all been fraudulently taught in school. So when you want to find out what's really happening in the United States Incorporated, you need to go to the National Archives and look up executive orders, and you will find out what the politicians will not tell you. You will find out that the bills that you're tracking, that the politicians say they're advancing, are all part and parcel of how executive orders become activated. So I'm going to go over just a couple executive orders right now, because I think it's important for all of you to understand the enormity of what we're in. We've been in it. So executive orders are they're official documents, and they're numbered consecutively through which the President of the United States manages the operations of the federal government. The text of the executive orders appear in the Daily Federal Register. So you can just type in Federal Register as each executive order is signed by the sitting president and received by the office of the Federal Register. The text of executive orders, beginning with Executive Order 7316, that's 7316, back in March 13th of 1936. also appears in sequential editions. And again, you can go and get the complete list of executive orders at the National Archives. And when I first found this out, I was talking with a very dear friend years ago that I have had on radio shows, and I've been on hers. Sadly, now she is deceased. And but we were covering executive orders. That was probably the most brutal awareness of my learning curve, was that our country didn't exist as I had been fraudulently deceived. It did exist. It didn't. And I cannot tell you the pain and sorrow that I felt in recognizing this. But it helped me to understand what is happening now, and it helped me to broaden my understanding of what the world is in, and what we as people here in the United States and worldwide, we're not only USA Inc., we're Earth Inc., and all of our human family is facing similar things. So I'm going to go over some of the executive orders right now quickly, and then I want to get into the planned cyber attack a little bit. And executive order 10995 allows for the seizure of all communications and media in the United States. So we're already seeing that occurring now with cancel culture. I was thrown off of YouTube back in February of 2021, where I had literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos, and meticulously had put under the descriptions the documents that I was talking about. Fortunately, we were able to save all of the videos, but all of the descriptions vanished the day that YouTube told us we were not meeting community guidelines. Those are communist guidelines that we were not meeting. So again, seizure of all communications, that's already happening now, and you'll find out more with the global cyber attack that this has been welcome. This is what has been planned for this country and other countries worldwide. Executive Order 10997 allows for the seizure of all electric power fuels and minerals, and public and private, both public and private. Executive Order 10999, seizure of all means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, vehicles of any kind, and total control of highways, seaports, and waterways. So what we're going to see, I'm adding this in now, with the constraints and reduced travel, is certainly we're going to see border controls. This has been set up in other countries for a very, very long time, where you have to show your identification in order to go from one city to another. I experienced this when we were in Ecuador, in Cuba, as well as Russia and other locations as well. We had to show our papers in order to go a mile, you know, an hour away to another village or another town. So this is going to occur here in this country, and it's happening now through the lockdowns. And we're also going to have a climate lockdown as well. So Executive Order 11001, seizure of all health, education, welfare facilities, both public and private. Executive Order 11002 empowered the Postmaster General to register all men, women, and children in the United States. Now, the post office was another name, and they changed it so that it would become under the umbrella of the corporation of the country. And I don't have time to get into all of that, but I do discuss that in more detail in the video, again, global cyber attack. Executive Order 11003 is seizure of all airports and aircraft. We're literally seeing that now via the COVID disruption. It's a form of seizure. When you think about all the people that are having to leave, and the pilots and all the other crew, because people are dropping like flies in the air, and in layovers, many of the crew are even dying in their hotel rooms. So this is a medical way in which to seize airports and aircraft at this time, but there are other means as well. Executive Order 11004, seizure of all housing and finance authorities to established forced relocation, designated areas to be abandoned as unsafe. Now, you'll recall that I was talking about they can force abandonment of large areas that don't have water or electricity. This is Executive Order 11004. Understand that this is law. It's important to understand what law means, L-A-W. It means control of all land, air, and water, and everything else in between. So think of law that way, and you'll understand the enormity and the power of the executive orders. Executive Order 11005 is seizure of all railroads, inland waterways, storage facilities, public and private. So when we talk about seizure of all waterways, I want to underscore that the EPA did a secret mapping of the United States showing all the waterways in this country. We're talking about even drainage ditches and seasonal creeks. It's all on this map. It was found out by a legislator many years back and exposed, but I don't think at that time they really fully understood that this was for the planned takeover of the water supply by the controllers, our overlords. And I want to throw this in. I think this is very important. I went on a fish hatchery tour some years ago where they were putting RFID chips in these little tiny fingerling coho salmon. And I asked, well, that's fine, but how are you receiving the transmissions when these little fish then are turned loose into, in this case, it was the Russian River. And the Russian River runs along Bohemian Grove and then goes out into the Pacific. They said they had hidden along the riverbanks receivers. So I had interviewed a man that had escaped out of Hungary as a boy, and they escaped out of Hungary through different waterways and drainage ditches. Well, now that we are fully censored in all of our waterways with sensors, okay, there is really no escape. You can't swim down a river as maybe we would have been able 2 years ago. So you've got to harden up where you are. Executive Order 11005, again, that was the waterways, and that's extremely important to understand what that means. All water, all water. And in fact, in my video that I did, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Control, I re-uploaded that on my channel so that you could hear it, because we found out that the Department of Interior has SWAT teams, and they were going to be coming out to areas and forcibly shooting people off their lands. You can see all the documentation in that video. We found it on the Department of Interior website. The Department of Interior is a corporation doing business and certainly following the orders of executive orders and of this incorporated country. Executive Order 12919, that was signed in 1994 by President Clinton, encompasses all the above executive orders. So if you think, no, not all of these can be in play, they're all in play, and there's many more than that. And I went into great detail in the video that I just released on the control of the planned cyber attack of this country. But getting back to credit unions, people think somehow or another that local credit unions will be immune to the banking collapse. They will not be, because the credit unions all exist under the umbrella of the National Credit Union Administration. So it's important to understand America has been taken. It's been a stealth attack. It's not even a war, because war is when two sides know that they are disagreeing and they're fighting over something. We have been stealthily attacked from behind without knowing. We have been taught nothing but disinformation and been taught that we have a government which we do not. So I'm going to read in these executive orders something that I thought was important, because I am all about water and the fact that they're taking the water away from all of us. But here's the definition of water in the executive orders. The the definition, it means all usable waters from all sources within the jurisdiction of the United States, which can be managed, controlled, and allocated to meet emergency requirements. Now, important to understand what emergency requirements mean. Senate Report 93549 that I've spoken frequently throughout the many years is the emergency powers statutes. And, you know, you'll scratch your head, and maybe some of you know of this, maybe some of you don't, but I have a video that I've reposted called Who's Running America and the CAP, C-A-P, Who's Running America and the CAP. The CAP stands for Climate Action Plan. But in that, I discuss Senate Report 93549. Here's what this means to all of you. This is the level of deception that we have all been misinformed. The Emergency Power Statutes of 1973, this was the evaluation of the executive orders. In order to maintain dictatorial control and authorization of the many divisions of corporate agencies of the executive branch, each sitting president must formally declare a national emergency every single year. You can look that up. An example was Barack Obama officially extended the national emergency in 2012 and 2013, but as did every president every single year. This has been an ongoing ritual since 1933, according to Senate Report 93549. Once the emergency is declared, the common law is abolished, the Constitution has been abolished, and we fall under the absolute will of government and public policy. We're under a system of war powers. All the government has ever needed for this sham to continue was to have public opinion on their side. If public opinion could be kept, and it has been, in sufficient degrees on the side of the government, statutes, laws, and regulations and executive orders can and have continued to be passed over the 60-plus 80 years, were not under law. Law has been abolished. This is most important, the key of understanding what we live in, and the key to understanding the level of how each and every single one of you move forward with hardening up so you're less easy to be killed. We have many, many documents through the years, including the report from Iron Mountain, the Genocide Treaty, which I have up on my website. The Genocide Treaty, one of the most important aspects of it is, number one, they allow the killing of Christians, which many of you know as the Noahide Laws. But also, it states that one's own country cannot kill its own people. We are not in a country. We're in a corporation. That's why we can be flown over with death dumps, geoengineering, weather changes every day overhead. This is why our waters can be intentionally poisoned, why our food supplies are intentionally poisoned, because it is called the Genocide Treaty. Understand, we are being murdered under these policies of which we were never taught. And once you understand the enormity of the reality that we're in, and you live in right conduct every single day, always doing the next best right thing, and thinking about your neighbors, because we are entering a time of unspeakable chaos. Unspeakable chaos. And we're entering a time when we're going to see pharmaceutical effects on people's minds that is also going to be unspeakable. I can only say for all of you, go to stopthecrime.net. Please listen to some of the videos that I've posted, and I've worked very hard on with others as well to put together an easy explained explanation of what we're in. There isn't much time for you to learn what you've been denied. But if you are voting, you are under mind control. And what we're seeing now is the increased levels of frequencies. And everybody thinks, oh, 5G. They say 5G. Well, yes, 5G is deadly. It's a frequency we don't survive in. But it's a sad reality to know that at one point we were told that 5G was prevented distance if if there was foliage, and that really 5G, as I best recall, had to be the small cells had to be within about 75 feet apart from each home, and no foliage. Well, I can tell you, we have tree trimming trucks here in Northern California. We're the Redwood Empire. We have our own tree trimming crews. But I have found dozens of trucks parked in the Home Depot parking lots here from North Dakota. They come in with their rigs and chipping. Why? They're getting rid of the trees so that the increased frequencies can go through the walls of our homes. And people are being told this is fire prevention. Well, you don't prevent fires when they're causing embers to cast a few miles. The only way you can try to save your home is certainly having fire hoses and solar, so that you can use solar rather than relying on energy supported different types of equipment. But I can tell you that we're in a rough time.
About 3 minutes, Deborah, about 3 minutes.
We have technologies that we did not have before. And even the Paris Climate Accord said we have to move back to a period of time in the mid-1700s in order to reduce our carbon footprint and stop the weather from changing, which is absolutely insane. I'm looking at a headline here, World, U.S., at code red over climate, says our current CEO of USA Inc., Biden. So understand, we are going to be pummeled, and it's going to be told to be our fault, and we must prepare all we can. I like to think of the three little pigs, where one little pig built a house of straw, one out of sticks. They partied, they had fun, and then the last little pig worked around the clock and built a house of bricks. Now, I understand they've changed that story, Pastor Butch. I didn't know that no little pigs got eaten at the end of the story. They've revamped it to not make it so brutal. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they're changing everything. You know, cancel culture, everything. So go to stopthecrime.net, go to the Odyssey video channel, start listening to the videos that we've posted. We work long, hard hours. We're dedicated to try to help everybody. We are in defense of humanity. We are in defense of humanity. We've been that way for many, many, many years. Go to primarywater.org, understand the reality of water, and please do all you can right now. Thank you, and Godspeed to all of you that are listening.
Thank you, Deborah Tavares. Thank you so much. That's a powerful, powerful interview. God bless you, Deborah. Folks, by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good evening, and please pay attention to what you said. Prepare yourself as best you can for the sake of your family and for the glory of God. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.